Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
How was your weekend?
Super. How was yours?
Can I tell you what my Monday started like?
Okay.
Okay, first of all, overnight, one of my cats decided to kill a stuffed animal in our house.
Oh.
And was making war cries right outside of our bedroom door.
Oh, goodness.
At about like 1:15 or so. The good news was I looked and I saw, okay, it's 1:15. I've still got a couple hours to sleep. So
that's good,
right?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Then I get myself together and I get a little coffee mug of granola, pour a little milk in that. And I go out to my car. And this has never before happened to me. But today was the day that I set my little coffee mug down on the console inside my car as I'm getting in. And I proceed to then knock it over into the seat, into my passenger seat.
Oh.
Milk and granola.
Oh, no.
All
over.
That's
not easy cleanup.
My front seat.
Oh, gosh.
And so now
that's not something you can say, I'll get that later.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's immediate attention.
Now, the good news is I don't have cloth seats. The bad news is I spent probably a good 15 minutes. I had to go into the house, get paper towels, get Clorox wipes, get any sort of cleaning supplies. One thing I didn't know that seats have like a little catch underneath the seats, like, you know, the crease where the back of the seat and the seat of the seat come together.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't just fall onto the floor. There's like a catch now under it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
so
fun.
Well,
when it's filled with granola and milk.
I know. I was just going to say. I mean, that's nice when, you know, you're dropping change and stuff like that. It's a little catch there. But then now all of a sudden you've got milk. And so I'm sitting there going, okay, I clean it all up and I'm hoping. I'm like, well, do I have it all? And now the car's out in the parking lot. It's dark now, but man, it's gonna
once the
heat gets under there.
Yeah. It might smell special too.
I know. That's what I'm worried about now.
There is something marinating in there.
That's what I'm worried about now.
Oh gosh. Oh, that's not good.
So
yeah, that sets the day off on the wrong foot.
So that's how my week started this morning here, as I go out to the car and then promptly spill my coffee mug full of granola and milk all over the passenger
seat. Yeah, when you're cleaning that up in the dark, you just can't be confident you got it all.
Well,
I get it.
And I've got, the lights, the interior lights on in my car, but then I've also, got the flashlight on my phone, kind of looking to make sure that I at least sopped up and sprayed off the milk that's on the carpet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, milk and carpet. That's not a good combination.
It's on the bottom, right?
You kind of have to shampoo that out a little bit.
Well, I did what I could this morning with.
Yeah. You're going to have to pay that some more attention later, though.
With the spray and the paper
the smell
towels,
could be real special.
I know.
Like if you spill milk on like a sweater. Yeah.
Milk on a sweater?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've not done
You've
that.
Never done that before? Yeah, that's not fun either.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
Oh, Hunter said, did you at least crack all of your windows so the smell would escape? No, you probably didn't do that either, did
No, of
you?
Course not.
No.
Why would I have done that?
Yeah, no. Uh-uh.
I would never think to do something like that. So,
it's
anyways,
just going to smell real spoiled, probably.
Well, I hope not, but yes, that is
what we're hoping for the best.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know what? You should just have like a bunch of spare like air fresheners for like the next time. You can shove them down there. Maybe that would help.
Yeah, just cover up the smell.
Yes.
With the smell of fruit or evergreen.
Right.
That would be good.
Then it would be fine. Then it's fine. Yeah.
You're leading me down a path that's not good, Kelly.
Well, I'm just trying to offer a few little suggestions since we can't have a deep cleaning right now.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for the support. I appreciate
sure.
that. All right, so today we got a lot of stuff to get to. There were some announcements made. We'll get to the Super Bowl announcement halftime show. Usher, yep, that's a big deal.
That was a big deal. Saw that come down over the week. I was like, whoa, let's go. What do we think? I think we're good with that, right? We're good with that.
Well, we'll dive into the Facebook comments a little bit later in the show.
Okay.
which are always...
Okay. People aren't good with it.
Well, I mean, it's just opinions. You know what I mean?
You can't please everybody.
No, you can't please everybody. So we'll get to that. And then a certain someone popped up at an NFL game yesterday.
OMG. Sitting next to another certain someone.
So that is on the way here in just a sec. Feel Good coming up next.
It doesn't get more meant to be than this. A couple who met on Hinge, got married, found out they were connected a long time ago.
Okay.
And no, it's not brother and sister, because I know you're asking it.
All right, we'll get to that Feel Good on the way next. Taylor Swift, 99.7 DJX. She was hanging out at the Arrowhead Stadium, Travis Kelce's special football box there next to Donna, Travis Kelce's mom. Of course, Travis Kelce plays for the Kansas City Chiefs, and they've been kind of rumored to be talking, I guess. I wouldn't call it dating. But they've been probably talking.
Yeah. And so he kind of was really coy with finally, saying, I tossed it out there, balls in our court. He's like, I've seen you, and now you can come see me in Arrowhead Stadium. Let's see
where
it's more lit. And there you go. And so she was,
I think, the best,
excited, cheering him along.
Yeah, I think the best part of the whole thing is watching what it almost seemed like Taylor seeing a football game in real life for the first time.
Oh, yes. It did look like that.
Well, because she performed at Arrowhead Stadium, right? And so she's like, oh, wow, there's an actual sport that's played here. Other than me doing my Eras tour, filling this stadium full of record amount of fans. There are football teams there. So anyways, it was pretty cool. You can see some of the footage from that, WDJX.com. Let's get to a Feel Good.
The other thing you can see at WDJX.com is the story of Joshua and Elizabeth Colbert. Mm-hmm. Met on a dating app, Hinge. Never having a clue they were connected a long time ago.
I went through my basement, pulled out all of my old keepsakes, found the class photo, sent it to him. I said, are you this kid? He said, yes.
Elizabeth also found this old home video of their kindergarten graduation. And how crazy is this? Her mom accidentally zoomed in on Joshua. It's like mom knew.
Absolutely.
That's crazy.
Coincidence or fate? Gets even better. They found out they were not only born in the same hospital, but on the same day, delivered by the same doctor.
And they have the same mother.
6 hours apart. No, they don't have the same mother. They're not brother and sister. I knew you were thinking it. But isn't that cool? I mean, he's just like, you know what? It's meant to be. More meant to be than that. You can see their whole story at WDJX.com.
It's 99.7 DJX. You probably are washing your armpits incorrectly.
How many different ways are there?
I know. I mean, you and me both are kind of like, well, don't you just do
put
a couple...
little soap on, scrubby scrub?
Yeah, that's it.
There you go.
Well, there is a hygiene advice person on TikTok who claims most people aren't washing their armpits correctly. This is what she says.
If you're washing your underarms like this with some Tutti Frutti soap, I can guarantee you, you still have yesterday's deodorant on your underarms.
Okay, so she's saying, first of all, if you're using some Tutti Frutti body wash and just kind of like rubbing it on your arm like that, you probably still have yesterday's deodorant still caked.
Wait a second. What if you're using like a loofah thing?
This is what she says.
I'm here in the shower with Joey, and he's lathering for 30 seconds. He's doing it right.
Okay, there's she's 30 saying,
seconds we're supposed to be scrubbing armpits?
Yeah, she says you should scrub each armpit for 30 seconds.
Oh,
especially
that feels like it's going to be raw.
If you have hair, right?
Plus, that is delicate using an antibacterial soap.
Yeah, she says use an antibacterial soap.
You have underarm hair. You really got to get in there to get rid of yesterday's deodorant.
Okay, so okay. Yeah, she's saying if you got hair there.
I get that.
A good antibacterial soap has apple cider vinegar, salt,
so charcoal, salt, apple cider vinegar is the sign of a good antibacterial soap. She's saying use that, scrub under your arms for 30 seconds. I think that's a bit excessive. I've lived my life this long, just a couple swipes of the bar soap underneath and I'm fine.
Okay.
But she's saying if you are showering even up to twice a day and you still have underarm stench, that's what she's saying. If you still have that underarm stench, that's probably why. And it's because you're washing incorrectly.
Because you have, like, leftover deodorant? But I feel like that should, like, work in your favor.
Leftover deodorant.
Right? You have, like, more than enough?
Maybe.
Right?
I don't know.
I just feel like that is delicate skin. I feel like if you are scrubbing, especially with, like, a loofah, for 30 seconds, that is going to be some raw skin.
How long have humans been on this planet and how long have we had deodorant as a luxury? And now we're just getting this lady on TikTok to say we're doing it wrong?
What are her credentials?
I don't know.
I'm going to need to see her credentials.
I mean, here's the thing.
Before I believe all of this.
You keep doing you. But if you have an issue, then maybe you can try doing it for 30 seconds.
I'm a couple of quick passes each.
I know. Me too. I even have hair. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a lot of hair.
Well, you need to be getting in there, sir.
No, I don't need to. And I don't need the antibacterial soap putting all bunch of chemicals.
Body wash, Tutti Frutti body wash.
Whoever laughs first loses. If you laugh, you lose. Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, the trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling our jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's all brought to you by the Caravan Comedy Club. Now, Kelly, how confident do you feel?
I feel like I've got some good ones.
All right, good enough for me. Losers go first. Who was that?
I think that was me.
Was that me?
I think that was me.
I think that was you. So
I think that was me.
Losers go first. That would be you, Kelly K. You laugh, you lose. Let's roll.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
I ordered a book called How to Scam People.
Oh, yeah?
It was under the For Smart People category.
Oh, okay.
After 5 months, I still haven't received it.
Ah, rats.
Maybe the sender forgot about it.
Probably. You know, Kelly, I'm worried.
Yeah.
You know, our HR rep here at work wants me to sign up for the company's 401k.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's no way I can run that far.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, maybe like a 5K or a 10K, 401k, yeah. Get out of here.
Yeah, that sounds far.
She's pestered me about it for years.
Okay, but you might want to look into it further.
No. No, ma'am.
Okay, all right. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
My cell phone accidentally took a 10-minute video of my shoes yesterday.
Oh.
It was some pretty good footage.
Oh. So you've never heard the story about the three holes in the ground?
I have not heard the story about the three holes in the ground.
Well.
Ah, yes. Okay. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
My friend Tony asked me not to say his name backwards.
Oh.
I said, why not?
Got it. My pudgy parrot died today, Kelly.
Oh, no, not the pudgy parrot.
My pudgy parrot died.
Yeah.
My pudgy parrot, Polly.
Oh, pudgy parrot, Polly. Got it.
Yeah, sad news, but it's a huge weight off my shoulders.
Yeah, bet it is. Because pudgy. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Just found out Bruce Lee had a vegetarian brother.
Okay.
Broccoli.
Mmm. Delicious, dipped in ranch.
Yes.
You know, my boss refers to problems as opportunities.
Uh-huh.
So apparently I've caused dozens and dozens of opportunities.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. What a positive spin. Hey, Benji, Dad's down at the car dealership looking at potential choices. Cargo space? He asks the salesman.
Uh-huh.
Salesman says, car no do that. Cargo road.
not space.
Right.
We're not there yet.
Nope.
You know, it's been 6 months since I joined the gym. No progress.
Yeah.
Tomorrow I'm going to go there in person to see what's really going on.
Right. That's actually my next joke. I'm going to take that off.
Okay.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird that jobs don't want to see pictures of you partying on the weekend. They should be like, dang, she blacked out on Sunday and is still at work. Hire her. She's dedicated.
This is true. Another positive spin.
Yes, perspective.
Yeah. You know, Kelly, I saw a commercial on late night television that said, forget everything you know about slip covers. So I did. It was a load off my mind. Then the commercial tried to tell me about slip covers. I didn't know what the heck they were.
Gotcha. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
I wish I could tag my dog in dog memes.
Hmm.
And then say, that's you. Oh.
Oh.
They didn't like
that. Took offense to that.
They did.
Took offense.
They left the room on that one.
You know, I said to my wife, your underwear is much too tight and revealing.
Yeah. Yeah.
She said, well, wear your own then.
Yeah. You should probably start wearing your own. Yeah.
I can't, though, because they're just so comfortable. Sorry, am I saying too much?
A little. A little. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Picked up a hitchhiker last night.
Uh-huh.
He said, how do you know I'm not a serial killer?
Uh-huh.
I said, chances of two serial killers in one car is astronomical.
That's good. That's good. That's good. Good job, Kelly. Way to get
Thank
back
you.
On the horse.
That's right.
Two serial killers? Are you serious?
I mean, are you kidding me? That never happened.
What are the odds?
What are the odds? So deathy.
All right. There you go. The trophy's yours, Kelly.
Thank you.
Congrats. There you go.
She's beautiful.
99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
On the way, we do a setting the bar story, which always kind of has a moral to it. It's like examples of what not to do, right? So
yeah, a little life lesson.
Yeah.
It's veiled in someone's massive failure.
Well, this is, you know you have an advanced kid when they're walking maybe at 6 months.
Oh.
Maybe they're dropping sentences at 2 years. Or they're a part of our setting the bar story and driving across the country at 10 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right, it's time for a setting the bar story. Kelly, these are
examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, you know you have an advanced kid when maybe they're walking at 6 months or they're dropping full sentences at a couple years, maybe driving even across the country when they're
driving across the country?
10 years old.
Oh, no.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without taking your mom's car after she took away your electronics as a punishment, you're doing okay.
Oh, I mean, I'd say my kid better never, but they're past that age. But still, my kid better never.
To Florida we go for this, where police pulled over this car at 4 a.m. It was a stolen car. It had been reported stolen, and they discovered the driver was a 10-year-old boy, passenger, his 11-year-old sister. They were the thieves. They stole their mom's car because they were mad at her for taking some electronics away from them.
Oh, boy.
So, apparently they were going to drive to California. Again, they're in Florida. They drove more than 200 miles.
Oh, wow, that's far.
Before they were pulled over.
Oh, dang.
200 miles.
Oh, my goodness. I can't even imagine. I mean, grounded for life, right?
That's like, to put in perspective, that's like from here almost to Nashville.
Yeah,
or from here to Columbus, Ohio. Or, I mean, that's like a long way away, right? They were about 3 hours away from home when they were caught. Not really sure what their plan was necessarily, other than the fact that they could have been going to California.
Oh, live their best life.
Yeah.
That was their plan.
Where we can
get away from mom
on screen time whenever we want.
Exactly.
Mom isn't pressing charges, so the officers say it's just a traffic violation, so the kids aren't going to be charged. Still, I mean, I guess they're lucky that nothing serious happened, right?
So why was the 10-year-old driving instead of his 11-year-old sister? I mean, if I'm just doing it, she'd be like, look, I'm oldest, I'm driving.
Well, maybe she's like, hey, look, I don't necessarily agree with this. I'm going along with it because I, too, am angry. But if one of us is going to be busted, it's not going to be me.
Then I'm going to blame you?
Yeah, exactly. She's the smarter older sister.
Got it.
She's like, hey, hey, Charlie, why don't you jump behind the wheel? He's like, okay.
Wow.
So again, side of the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without taking your mom's car after she took away your electronics, then you're doing okay.
I'm astonished that they got 200 miles and didn't get in an accident.
I know, that's, yeah. That is your side of the bar story on 99.7 EJX.
Here's what you got to look forward to on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
I'm just wondering if this was not his first rodeo. That's all I'm saying now. He's such a good driver. Maybe they've done that before and they didn't know.
Well, yeah, mom maybe didn't know.
Maybe.
How did you know how to drive?
Well, not my first rodeo, Mom.
Exactly. Yes, it was announced yesterday. Football! Sports! Usher headlining the 2024 Super Bowl halftime show. They're in Vegas in February. Made the announcement kind of clever ways. It was different, like, celebrities and stars calling him to tell him. Now, he basically gave the same lines in every single one. So it was like Usher recorded his part and then got they got everybody else to, like, record other parts.
Oh, it was a little obvious.
Yeah, it was a little bit obvious. But, like, Deion Sanders, Marshawn Lynch, who, you know, he's a famous former NFL running back. Deion Sanders, obviously, he's very viral now, coach for the University of Colorado. And Kim Kardashian was one.
Hello? Yo, I'm in a booth. I'm going to call you right back.
Wait, can you talk?
Nah, I just got to put this one part down. I'm going to call you back.
Wait, it's Kim.
I'm at the studio, man.
I finally got the answer to those rumors. It's not about me, it's about you. You're doing the Super Bowl.
Go play with me, man.
You're playing the Apple Music halftime show in Vegas.
No, for real. Don't play like that.
I don't have time to play. One, I'm busy.
Yeah, and for one, she's not busy. She's just surrounded by people, like, doing her makeup and stuff, which is kind of, like, tongue-in-cheek, right?
Two, you're doing the Super Bowl.
Are you serious?
Usher, listen to me.
How you know?
I know everything. I've seen you in Vegas twice, but this one's gotta be different.
Put that on everything.
I put that on everything.
Damn.
So it'll be like me, my entire family, all my kids, maybe like 5 to 10 friends. Who should I send my ticket request to?
I'm gonna call you back.
Wait, we'll be in touch.
I'm gonna call you back.
Yeah, so Usher is now the Super Bowl halftime show. Now, remember, he did make an appearance during the Black Eyed Peas halftime show several years ago.
Okay, so not his first rodeo.
But this is his first time headlining it.
Right, like, so he's got to get the order of the songs right. I'm going to go ahead and toss out a suggestion. I'm going to say start with My Way as first hit, and then you got to end with Yeah, right? You got to end with Yeah.
Yeah, and hopefully he's going to bring out Lil Jon. He'll bring out, like, Pitbull. He'll bring out some of those features that he's had, Ludacris, you know, to help him out with some of those monster hits, right?
Right.
Yeah, so
I feel like there's a lot of pressure, Usher. Don't mess it up.
Usher, I mean, Usher's a... He's been doing this since he was 16.
Yes.
I mean, so I don't think
he's a professional.
Yes, he's a professional. So who could possibly be upset at such a mass appeal, huge artist for the Super Bowl halftime show?
We'll find a couple of people. Right, just go to the Facebook page.
Yeah, so we decided to dive in and take a look at the Facebook comments on the NFL's announcement that Usher was going to be the Super Bowl halftime show. This is one of probably 1,000 comments. Very first one from Keith R. We want Metallica! Thanks, Keith.
I feel like every announcement for the past couple of years, there's been a Keith.
Metallica!
Many Keiths.
We want Metallica.
Yes.
Tracy L. Wonderful. Another halftime show I will not watch.
Pink right. Emoji. Bleh.
Sorry, Tracy.
Yeah,
sorry.
She's not going to be tuning in.
Actually, it was boy Tracy. Tracy's not going to be tuning in.
Got it.
That's probably going to be hurting, I'm sure. Paula P. What is this, 2008?
Yes, Paula. We are, it's nostalgia. It's nostalgia.
Pamela G starts off good. I love Usher. But would it kill you to choose Foos, AC/DC, or Metallica?
Metallica again.
Of course, yes, Metallica.
She and Keith should hang out.
These are the Facebook comments on the NFL's Facebook page announcing that Usher was going to be the Super Bowl halftime show. Denver L. Boring! Way to drop the ball on this one, NFL!
Wow.
What? Has he ever even seen
the ball?
Has he ever even seen Usher perform?
I don't know. He's pretty
amazing,
though.
He probably does. Yes, right.
He dances and everything.
Robert G. Would have preferred Wayne Newton with a holographic Elvis.
Oh, my God.
Wayne Newton was just here at Urban and Beyond.
Oh, wow.
And look, Wayne did good, but... That's a different show, though. But Wayne was getting up there, and Wayne...
Yeah.
You could tell.
Listen, they want a little something more than someone just standing there with a guitar. Yeah.
Or just standing there with a golden microphone.
Or just standing there with a golden microphone, yeah. We need a little something more. We need, like, a whole production. We need lots of things. There have been people, like, flying all over the place and moving stages. We've had pyrotechnics. We need a spectacle.
Just a couple more Facebook comments on the NFL's announcement that Usher was going to be the Super Bowl halftime show. Shane S., NFL should be ashamed of itself.
Oh, wow.
After today's call and Chargers game on a turnover, that was obvious.
Oh, okay. They were upset about the outcome of the game.
He was.
Loop that into this. Another failure.
You know what? I've got some attention here. I've got a platform, and I'm going to talk about a call that was missed.
I'm going to air all my grievances in one comment.
And finally, Dave H., under the NFL's announcement that Usher was going to be the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah, what's he think?
I guess Nickelback was unavailable.
No man is a wise man. Couldn't cut as a poor man's feeling. Tired of living like a blind man.
Oh, love it. All right, so there you go, NFL.
No, for real, though, that's got to happen at some point, though, right?
I mean.
Like, Nickelback has to do it at some point.
All right.
Right?
So,
I feel like he's got a point.
It's the halftime show, Usher edition. You can read more at WDJX.com. All right, Kelly Kay.
This is one incredible story. A huge ceremony was held so 25-year-old Charlie Gregory could reunite with a Coast Guard crew who found his tiny boat after 38 hours lost at sea.
Oof.
He found himself in quite the pickle when his 8-foot aluminum boat ended up 13 miles off the coast, partially submerged, surrounded by sharks that never went away. No flares, no cell phone. That was lost at sea, too.
All I had was my board shorts, and I took them things off and was waving, yeah. I saw helicopters, I saw boats, I saw planes. None of them ever saw me.
All of it, with his boat partially submerged in the water and sharks everywhere.
They would come right up next to you, and they just hover, and they don't really move away or anything.
It's the kind of relief parents have a hard time putting into words when he first arrived on shore.
There's a God up there. If you ever thought it wouldn't, let your kid go missing offshore in the friggin' ocean for 38 hours. I gave up hope. I should never give up hope. Don't give up on the big guy.
That is terrifying.
Isn't that terrifying? Yeah, so the Coast Guard had already completed two unsuccessful search patterns. They were about 10 minutes into their third when they found him.
And how frustrating for him when he sees all of these, but he just can't get their attention.
But he's so tiny. It's an 8-foot partially submerged aluminum boat.
Yeah, and when you think of the ocean and the vastness of that, my gosh.
Yes, yeah, Coast Guard kind of described it like trying to find a needle in a haystack.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, just unbelievable story. You can see the entire thing at WDJX.com.
We are living in a world where both UofL and UK are 4-0 in football. Oh, I love that. It's 99.7 DJX. Speaking of football, Taylor Swift spotted at Arrowhead Stadium for the Kansas City Chiefs home game against the Bears yesterday. The Chiefs won 41-10 because, well, they had Taylor on their side. And there was a moment when Travis Kelce, you know, that is the person that she's rumored to be just, you know, hanging with, scored a touchdown.
I don't know who jumped higher after a Travis Kelce touchdown. If it was Taylor or Greg Olson when he heard she was going to be at the stadium today.
Quite the day, right? I think my favorite part of that shot, Taylor Swift is chest bumping for Travis Kelce's touchdown. And
yeah, it's funny because they, you know, they know that she's sitting in the suite you know, the Travis Kelce suite there at Arrowhead Stadium.
With his mom.
Yeah, with his mom. And so she, like, jumps up and down.
Mama Kelce's just standing next to her. She's like, honey, I've seen 71 of these. She gave, like, a light tap on the glass, and she wasn't overly excited about it.
Yeah, she hey, Travis Kelce's mom is just kind of like, clap, clap, you know, like yeah. Golf clap. Like, hey, I've seen this well before. Done. Yeah, yep. well done.
That's what my son's supposed to do.
And meanwhile, Taylor's jumping up and down going, LFG, let's go! You know, I mean,
she's dropping F-bombs next to his mom.
I know.
You're first meeting someone's mom. Like, are we?
She was obviously comfortable.
All right.
She felt comfortable, right?
All right.
So, you know, there was probably pressure on Patrick Mahomes. If his name sounds familiar, he's the quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs. Same team as Travis Kelce. Probably pressure on him to make him look good.
Exactly.
After the game, Aaron Andrews asked that question.
Do you realize how much pressure there was on you today from the Swifties to get Travis Kelce a touchdown with Taylor in the house today?
Yeah, I heard she was in the house.
Did you feel it? Did you feel the pressure, Patrick?
I felt a little bit of pressure, and so I knew I had to get it to Trav. And of course, it's on a route that Travis, he does his own thing and just makes up a route, and I throw it to him. So I think he wanted to get in the end zone just as much as all the Swifties wanted him to.
Appreciate you. Thanks for having fun.
Yeah, he wants to get in the end zone.
So, yeah, right? Right?
He wants to hit a home run, get all in the end zone, all the sports euphemisms. Now,
make the touchdown.
Travis Kelce and Taylor left together. They weren't holding hands. There was no sign of PDA. He was wearing a 1989 print. Not from Taylor's album, but it was that was the name of the jean jacket suit that he was kind of wearing.
Well, we're going to take that as a nod.
Yeah, that was obviously a nod for sure.
A nod to the Swifties.
And you know, if this is, you know, if it was just casual to begin with, you know, the NFL loves this because the NFL would love to tap into the fan base of Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah. They're just thinking, listen, if we can just get some more people to watch the game somehow, that's a good thing.
Right? So already they're thinking, okay, how can we get the Chiefs to the Super Bowl again?
Yes.
And how can we make this happen? Because if Taylor and Travis are a thing at least through February, then we're golden.
The only way it could have been a little bit more perfect is if, the Chiefs make to the Super Bowl and Taylor's the halftime show.
Yeah.
I mean, could you even imagine?
Yeah, right. Well, we already announced that was Usher, so not
maybe
this
someday.
Year. Maybe someday.
Maybe someday.
All right, hey, coming up next, by the way, we have the videos of all that. I mean, Taylor just looked like she was having a great time. So,
well, yeah, absolutely.
You know,
and hopefully she's not fazed by all the attention it's already gotten, especially if the relationship's in its infancy.
Listen, this ain't Taylor's first rodeo either.
Sure.
She knows.
Yeah.
WDJX.com. All right, coming up next, Erica excited to do something special for her friend for her birthday. Thinks it could be crossing the line. I will tell you, there is nudity involved.
Oh! Yeah! Nakedness!
There you go.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, I'm hoping you can help me out here. My good friend Barbara's birthday is coming up, and she decided that for her birthday, she wanted me to paint a picture of her boyfriend.
Mm.
I'm an artist, and I figured that was perfect, and love to do something I love most for my dearest friend, so of course I agreed. The problem is that I found out Barbara wants a nude painting of her man.
Ooh.
Now, I have done nude work before, but this is my best friend's boyfriend, who I'll have to stare at nude for hours. I want to do it and can be professional, but I am a little weirded out by the idea of this and thinking it's crossing a line. Do you think this is a gateway to a weird throuple? Kelly, if your good friend is asking you to paint her husband in the nude, would you do it?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, that was Erica. Uh-huh. I will go ahead and answer no. Wouldn't do it.
No, you wouldn't do it.
No.
Now, you've done the Pinot and paint like stuff before, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But of landscapes, or they were Christmas. This is the word joy with a ball as the O.
So if someone wanted you to paint some other ball, and.
Oh.
And
no.
No, you wouldn't do it.
No.
Even if it was your good friend saying, would you do me a solid? I love your work. I think you're a great artist. I want a painting of my boyfriend in the nude.
Okay, but here's the thing. We have to get boyfriend to agree to that. He's got to pose. Did we even consider if he's going to want to?
Now, that's a great question.
So that, I mean, I feel like therein lies a lot of the issue is how does boyfriend feel about that?
Hallie says, if my best friend asked me to paint her man nude, I simply couldn't. I've known him for 12 years. He's like a brother to me, and it would just be very uncomfortable for me.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she did say, like, she could put her professional hat on and just be like, okay, well, this is just a nude that I'm painting.
Except for every time you're hanging out with them, you're going to picture him nude because you know what he looks like. You know? I mean, I don't know how you, like, see all of that.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never been in this situation, so I have no advice to give.
Yeah, no.
Like, I'm not a professional painter. I've never painted a nude before. I've painted with my butt cheeks before.
That's great.
But that's different.
You were the canvas.
I was. Well, no.
Yeah, you weren't doing the painting.
No, I was doing the painting.
Oh, that's right. Okay, sorry. You do have two butt art experiences.
Yeah, well, one, I was getting a spray paint butt tattoo, and the other, I was actually using my butt cheeks to paint a picture that we actually had signed by comedian Gabriela
Gabriela Iglesias. Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
Both instances awkward for me.
Okay. Okay. All right, 502-795-1997. Would love your take on this. Maybe a story of how you swallowed your pride and did something for your friend.
This is a unique situation.
It is.
This is seeing her friend's boyfriend naked. That's the issue. We haven't even asked him how he feels about it.
All right, so
questions.
Call and tell us if you've seen your best friend's boyfriend naked.
Really?
In a
really?
Non-dating
no.
sort of way.
No one's going to be in that situation.
You don't know. You don't know.
Okay.
All right. Your stories and more group therapy on the way next. Kind of in the middle of group therapy. Erica excited to do something special for her friend for her birthday, but thinks painting her boyfriend in the nude at her friend's request could be crossing a line.
Yeah, I feel like it is too. And first of all, I have a couple of questions. Have we asked the boyfriend? Is he cool with it?
Yeah.
Second of all, what kind of a pose are we talking about?
Don't know. Text from a listener. She could suggest a tasteful nude painting of the couple together.
Oh, I don't think that's better.
Would that be more awkward?
I feel like yes. Yes. Now, here's maybe one way you can get around it, especially if, again, boyfriend is like, no, because he could very well say that and shut this whole thing down.
That's true.
Maybe he sends a picture and she just uses a picture so he's not like standing in front of her.
Marina says she obviously trusted you enough to do the work. I'm sure if she thought for even a second that it would be a gateway to something, she would have went somewhere else. No one wants to give a gift to their significant other by someone they think is attracted to them. On the other hand, if you're already uncomfortable with it, I just turn the job down.
Okay.
Now, Sarah says, you're a professional. Be a professional. Have him cover up his junk until you're at that part. And that way he isn't fully naked the whole time.
Oh, gosh.
Is that how it works?
It better.
When you're
know.
Painting a nude... Is there anybody within the sound of my voice who's done that?
Well, from the things I've seen on TV shows, they have to stand there for like hours, right?
Well, yeah.
However long it takes.
If you're a nude model.
Yeah.
If you're a nude model, yeah, you just kind of stand there.
In the same pose.
On a pedestal, nude, and you just, and then every, you know, all the little.
The class paints you.
Yeah. Okay.
I've just seen it in movies.
Oh, in movies.
That's how I know about it.
I don't know. What are we saying? Are we saying do it?
Let's assume
the boyfriend is on board. Because if the boyfriend's not on board, then it just stops here.
Exactly.
But if the boyfriend is on board, then I think maybe you... Oh, you know what? Justine rolls in and says, ask the girlfriend to be there.
Oh.
For moral support. She needs to feel just as awkward.
Oh, gosh. Well, I think, you know, that whole thing is though she wants to be surprised by the final product. So
oh,
maybe,
yeah. Yeah,
you know,
true.
We just have girlfriend take the picture of what she wants to see the painting to look like and then send the picture, and then she just paints off the picture.
Okay. Yeah, maybe that's the way to go.
Yeah.
You still get the same end result, right. But you don't have to subject your boyfriend to, like especially if he's not a model. Like
right, standing there in the same for hours pose. On end.
Right.
Yeah, I think it could take some of the awkward out.
All right, I like that.
It's not going to be in person.
All right, there you go, Erica. You be you. You do your artistic work. Make your friend proud, but do it in a picture form.
Have it be
a picture
Barbara
submitted.
Barbara give you a picture, yeah, and that's right. What you go off of to make the painting.
All right, that's our suggestion. You can see more or you can comment at Ben and Kelly Show. Keep us posted. Would love to see your finished product.
For research purposes.
Uh-huh. All right, there you go. That's group therapy. Let's play a fun little game, shall we? Called Minute to Win It. I introduce you to Amberly calling us from St. Matthews. Hi, Amberly.
Hi.
Amberly's got black hair, drives a Toyota Yaris, works at Kammerer Middle School, and is engaged.
Oh, yay. When's the big day?
Oh, we haven't set a date yet. We're pregnant as well, so our due date is March, so sometime after that.
Oh, lots going on.
Wow, you are just diving into everything, aren't you?
Yep.
Yeah, I am.
Well, awesome. Well, let us know when the date is, because I've got this Michael Graves toaster from about 15 years ago that I'm still trying to unload. So,
the perfect wedding gift.
Love it. All right, so Amberly, it's Minute to Win It. Kelly's going to explain how it all works.
You're going to get 10 questions, and you have to try to get through as many of them as you can correctly in 60 seconds.
Yep, if you don't know one, just say pass, and we'll come back to it if we have time, okay? All right, okay. So your time will start after I finish asking the first question. Here we go. Who sings Driver's License?
Olivia Rodrigo.
Who is what football player Travis Kelce rumored to be seeing? Well, who is football
Taylor
player?
Swift.
Okay. So, Sophie Turner is separating from which Jonas brother?
Joe Jonas.
Finish the festival name. Louder Than
Life.
Today, Will Smith is 55. What rapper name would we know him by?
Oh, pass.
The mascot for Indiana University is what?
Oh, pass.
Which company's slogan is Just Do It?
Nike.
Ed Sheeran recorded some tracks from his new album in what unusual place?
Oh, also pass.
What company has the Wienermobile?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Oscar Mayer.
Mike Myers is the bad guy in which horror franchise?
Halloween.
Yes. Today, Will Smith is 55. What rapper name would we know him by?
Oh, my God. I don't know. The Fresh Prince?
Yes, the mascot for Indiana University.
That one I don't know. I'm a Cards fan.
Oh, time's up. Yes, you got Fresh Prince there. Will Smith, 55 today. The mascot for Indiana University is what, Kelly?
The Hoosiers.
Is that legal for you to say being from Purdue?
I mean, I can say it. I just can't cheer for it.
Ed Sheeran recorded some tracks from his new album in what unusual place?
Fans' living rooms.
Yeah. He did it in fans' living rooms. That one was kind of tough. But other than that, you got, what, 8 right? Congratulations.
Not bad.
Nice. Yeah. You were good. You were good. So,
thank you.
Congrats, Amberly, on the upcoming wedding and the upcoming baby.
I mean, lots to look forward to.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Hang on the line another quick sec. We're going to get more information from you, okay?
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
All right, no problem. All right.
Well, it's tough when you're in the hot seat, you know?
I know.
And those questions are flying at you, and you have to come up with the answers instantaneously.
I mean, I gotta work on actually learning how to read.
You know what? She just heard Travis Kelce. She knew exactly what you're talking about.
No, she did. She did.
Like, in the last couple of weeks, we know.
Yep, we know. So, at Ben and Kelly Show, a way for you to DM us. If you've got a little issue and you're like, well, could probably use a couple other opinions on this, that's when you send it to us. We'll toss it out to our listeners, see what we can do for you.
Okay, so this is kind of involved. Got this message on Facebook. They want to remain anonymous. I'm needing some advice, Ben and Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Work for a state-funded agency. Love the work that I do. I was hired on for part-time for terrible money.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I love the work, and I have a second source of income. This is a work-from-home position, so it was easy to manage both jobs.
Gotcha.
My boss has no common sense at all. She has also never had a job prior to this, as she was a stay-at-home mom for 20-some years. She gained this position because she's related to the CEO.
All right.
I was recently moved into a full-time position for a dollar or two more an hour, and the extra income is nice. We've had our fair share of disagreements in the past, as my boss doesn't always make decisions that make sense or in the best interest of the company or employees. Long story short, my boss and her boss called me into a meeting yesterday and called me some names that kind of took me back.
Ooh.
They criticized my character, called me entitled and a liar because I said I wasn't able to accommodate the new be in the office 5 days a week schedule as I was hired on as a work from home employee.
Oh.
The commute is long. I work two jobs because what they pay me doesn't pay my bills. Uh-huh. So going there every day wasn't what I had signed up for initially. I told them I can't work with that schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me to be there starting tomorrow at 8 a.m. or don't come back at all. I'm at a loss on what to do now because I feel like I need the extra income this job brings in, but I also don't think it's fair that they sprung this on me with no warning. I also found it very unprofessional that when we discussed this, both my boss and her boss name-called the entire time when I didn't immediately agree with what they wanted. There is no HR, and the person I would go to with complaints is already on my boss's side. Again, they're related. So I guess I'm confused on if I should continue to work for a company like this because of the extra income, or do I walk away?
It sounds like a toxic environment for you.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, if you are, if the name calling in and of itself right there, super unprofessional and cross the line.
Yeah.
For me, I'd be out because of that.
Yeah, like, I get it. She did write that she doesn't really have a backup plan right now, which, yeah, I mean, that can be tough. But I would almost start trying to figure out that backup plan right now. And
yeah, I know it's easier to find a job when you have a job, so I don't know if we quit immediately. But then again, when you're already balancing two jobs.
Right. That could be tough.
Yeah, it would be
really
tough.
Is there a way that you can ramp up your other job, your work from home job, and get more money from that to at least tide you over so you can find another job for this? But it sounds, and basically we're saying, it sounds like you need to walk away from this situation. Now, how quickly you do it is kind of on your end, where whether you say, all right, let me get my ducks in a row first and figure out a game plan to quit and then quit, or you just say, I'll figure it out and see you, bye,
Yeah, I feel like we definitely agree we don't stay at this job because many toxic things are happening. But it's the biggest thing is, can she afford to just up and quit without having a backup plan?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's going to be up to you to figure out. But I think, and Kelly, you mentioned this just a little bit ago, it's easier to look for a job when you have a job. So line something up now and then, peace out and say, deuces, this isn't what I signed up for. And
got an opportunity for already on the text line. Come work at Charter. We'll love your whole face. Been there a little over 23 years myself.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Sounds like they've got a good plan. So there, call Charter.
Yeah, I was going to say places are hiring,
Exactly. This could be a job tip line. Anybody else got opportunities, text us.
There are a lot of places that are looking for workers. So I don't think...
And you can be stay-at-home. There's a lot of stay-at-home work positions, like call center stuff. And, I think if you toss it out there, there are some opportunities that you can take advantage of.
All right. Good luck with that whole thing. I don't know if you've got anything you want to add. You can. 502-795-1997 is our number. But that's what we would say. Point being, sounds like you just got to walk away from this situation.
Yeah. We don't stay at a job where the boss
you feel disrespected.
And the boss's boss are calling you names. That's not professional any way you slice it.
Yep. Good luck. Keep us posted on what happens. Anyone listening have a current smell in their car that's, not new car scent,
mm-hmm.
or air freshener scent. One of those smells that, and it's always worse when you get into someone's car, because a lot of times you are unaware of the smells in your own car because you get used to it, right?
Sure.
But then you get in someone else's car and you're like, ooh. I had a friend when I was little. His name was Brent. He was one of my best friends. And growing up in grade school, he lived a couple blocks away. And he was one of the friends who was with me when I went number two in the alley.
Oh, my God.
Remember I told that story?
Uh-huh.
Anyways, so Brent, his mom would drive us to places like, you know, take us to wherever, the movie or to McDonald's or whatever. And so they had one of those station wagons that the rear-facing seats.
Yeah, we had one.
Yeah, with the wood paneling.
It was a Pontiac. Didn't have the wood paneling, but it was a brown Pontiac.
Yeah, rear-facing seats. And so we would always sit in the rear-facing seat, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, his mom drove absolutely bonkers crazy.
And that made it more fun, didn't it?
Well, and this car didn't have air conditioning.
Yeah.
And they had dogs. And so the car smelled like dogs. It was hot. I was facing the wrong way. I would get car sick. And I would barf almost every single time I would get in their car. So their car.
Oh, gosh. Did they have a bag for you, knowing that that was probably going to happen? Like a Ben barf bag?
Well, no. So.
Oh, no.
So then it became one of those things where I would get in the car and it would smell like dog. It would smell like hot dog and my old puke.
Oh, gosh.
So then it would make me want to go even more, you know? And if it was like a quick trip, like a 5-minute trip, I could handle it, you know? But near the end, my tummy would be like going, oh, buddy.
Oh.
But if it was one of those where it's like, hey, let's go to the zoo. I'll take you guys to the zoo, which was great. It was great. Brent and I would go to the zoo, you know? Uh-huh. But the zoo was like 30 minutes away.
Oh, gosh.
And so.
It
was like. You get the sweat on your brow and all that. So anyways, I bring all this up to think that I may have a smell in my car when I go out later on today.
Oh, I guarantee you you're gonna. I guarantee you.
I spilled my coffee cup full of cereal, which included milk, in the passenger seat of my car.
Yeah.
And I got up as much as I could, but there was some that seeped through and it caught on the carpet that's underneath that catches everything. So I couldn't like take it off and clean it.
No, you couldn't. And you're going to have to get like a little shampooer or a carpet cleaner or something. Oh gosh.
I don't know. Does anybody have any like experience in cleaning that little catch-all? And if you like me are listening to this going, "Wait, there's a flap that catches the debris that goes between the seats." I was 10 years old when I found out that too.
Yep. When you stick your hand in there and you're like, ow.
Oh, there's a, my hand's not going all the way through. And
yep.
And there's change and crumbs and various receipts that have just fallen through.
And now milk and cereal.
And now milk.
Yeah.
Kelly from Crescent Hill texted in and said, "My car smells mostly of dead hopes and dreams." Oh, well. There's that, too. Oh, my gosh. Terry says, "Yes, I have a foul odor in my work truck. Left my work boots and sweaty socks in it all weekend and the windows rolled up." See, this is my fear is that now it's an overcast day, which is good because my car is going to be sitting out baking in that parking lot.
Yeah, it's when it gets baked in, it's really bad. It's really bad. It takes it to the next level, kind of.
I'm going to have to tell my wife at some point, too.
Ooh.
Hey, by the way, if you happen to smell something, this is what happened.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so anyways, hopefully your Monday is starting off a little bit better than mine has. But, the whole completely spilling milk in my car.
Yeah.
And I just know what it's going to smell like.
It's
going to
smell rancid.
Yeah.
Oh.
I do remember spilling chili in my car one time. Like, it was in a crock pot. And I had the crock pot sitting on the floor of the car. And I thought, okay, well, this is a safe spot for it. And I didn't bother like to put any sort of like cardboard or anything underneath it. I just put it square on the floor.
Did it have a locking lid on it?
Nope,
or just, no,
it didn't.
And
I stopped quickly.
Oh,
and it
gosh.
Just went floomp. And I
oh,
swear,
gosh.
this was the Jetta. That Jetta smelled like
it smelled like
old chili for the longest time.
Oh, that
and it was
is
awful.
A horrific
so
smell.
Awful.
Oh, that's a horrific smell.
Oh, Asia said I brought a crab boil in my passenger seat and a bunch of the juice spilled. And so
oh,
you
no.
can imagine what that smells like.
Oh, gosh. Oh.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, Brittany,
no.
Dog throw up. Yeah, cleaned it, but stunk for a week. Get it? Yeah.
No.
Oh, gosh.
Like, seriously, my dog Dougal had a lot of issues being in the car when he was just a puppy.
Yeah.
He's slowly growing out of that, thank goodness, but he would barf every time.
See, Piper hates it. She just screams the whole time. She doesn't barf or really pee. She did pee on me once.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. There you go.
And then Poppy's looking at her like, seriously? Chill out.
Chill out, dog. Chill out.
And I'm all like, be more like your sister.
Right. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning. 99.7 DJX. This is a setting the bar story. Kelly, describe this.
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yep, for sure. Golf? I don't know. I don't play. Your husband plays. Supposed to be relaxing, right?
Uh-huh.
Kind of a get out on the course and just, you know, play 9, 18 holes.
But then, you know, if you're a little competitive, you want to do well, too, and then you get a little mad if you don't.
Well, John may have enjoyed a few too many from the cart girl, may have gotten a little too close to the Marvel Universe. So if you can manage to make it through the day without going full Hulk mode on the golf course, then you're doing okay.
Oh, so it wasn't going well? Was he mad?
Well, here's the thing. Maybe you've seen this video because it was shared a lot over the weekend. This dude in Michigan, his name's John. Well, kind of went viral. He took off his shirt like the Hulk during a confrontation and with some other golfers. Now, it didn't like result in any punches being thrown or anything, but there's a heated exchange.
We got a Karen on the golf course right now.
You'll leave after I don't give you a damn thing.
I'm going to take your clubs.
Then leave.
I'm not getting a fight on a golf course.
I'm going to stand here and you can complain. Goodbye.
You took her ball.
Yeah, so you can hear like him saying, you know, I'm not going to leave. I'm not doing this. And one of the witnesses says, you took her ball.
Please don't speak to me.
We're coming over here.
You took her ball.
Bro, you took her ball.
Dude, I'm not going to fight you.
Because I'll fancy you, Walter. Now get off the cart.
Walter?
Oh, here we go.
You see that?
Okay, so there you go.
Okay.
He just pulled his shirt off.
He did go full Hulk
like,
mode
like
on
the
them.
Hulk.
Oh, here
oh,
we
dang.
Go.
You see that?
Oh.
That's what you look up into heaven. Do you want to test God? You come get it.
He's mentally ill. Oh. Let's move along.
You think I'm mentally ill?
Yeah, and so then they just kind of leave, and he was just
he's
like,
a little unstable
you want
at
some
best.
Of this?
Yeah. So again, there are ways to manage situations. Maybe he didn't have a good round of golf. You know, you said your husband sometimes is in a crummy mood after he has a not a good round.
He is not ripping his shirt off, though, and yelling at people taking balls. So he handles his disappointment a little better.
Well, okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Because if he was doing this stuff, I'd be like, no, sir.
Yeah.
We are not golfing anymore. We're shutting that down.
Uh-huh. So, again, you know, golf is supposed to be a fun sport. It's supposed to be one where you just, you know, go, you hit some balls around the nice park, and you share some good laughs.
Yeah. As you make a couple bad shots, like, ow, next time.
You know what? Pick
it's
it up.
All good.
Pick it up.
You know what? We're on a golf course. We're loving life. It's a beautiful day.
That's
we're
right.
enjoying everything. That's the attitude you need to be having. Let's not act like this. I'm telling you what, this kind of behavior, because when it gets shared around everywhere, this kind of stuff can follow this guy. I'm hoping he doesn't get fired from whatever he does.
Yeah, that's true. John is now the Hulk golfer.
Yeah.
And that's your Set of the Bar story. On 99.7 DJX, Selena, she has recently shared some pictures with her bestie, Taylor Swift. 99.7 DJX, good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Ready for a stupid fact?
Let's do some learning.
All right, this is where we take random things we find on the internet, bring them to you as fact. I don't know if you've ever wondered this, but we have the answer for you, okay?
Okay.
This is a fact. Why are you?
Because this is never good learning.
Have you ever wondered why a fart smells so bad?
No! No, all we just need to know is that it does. I don't think we need to know. I think we kind of get an idea as to why.
Well, right? It's the fermented bacteria that are present, which are later mixed with air.
Okay.
So it's fermented bacteria.
All right.
That is your answer. And that is your stupid fact of the day. You can wow your friends today.
All right.
When one of them drops some fermented air.
Well, and then I usually ask my kids, like, listen, do you have to poop?
Yeah,
like,
right?
That feels like that's an indication.
That's
something's going on.
Something's happening. Yeah, there's fermented bacteria happening in your bowels.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Great. Thanks so much, because we were all wondering that.
See, I knew
we were
it.
We're all like, geez, you know what? Why do farts smell so bad? I think
that's right.
We got an idea, because they come from your butt.
Well,
and we know what else comes out of there. So I think most of us put two and two together and just kind of figured we got the idea, the basic idea.
Yeah, sure, sure. I just wanted to make sure that everyone knew.
Great. Yep. I really hope that everyone can just go share this knowledge with either their boss, their coworkers, their teachers, whatever.
Yeah, impress them.
And say I learned that
with
from
your
Ben and Kelly.
There you go. That is your stupid fact of the day on 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. A lot of stuff happened on the show. You can relive it at WDJX.com. Click listen or up on the website as well. I guess there is a tentative deal that could bring an end to the writer's strike, which has been affecting Hollywood. So if you're excited to see some like late night shows actually do their thing again, as opposed to being on reruns, then that may be coming to an end. So,
well, they're saying the fall is going to be filled with reruns and reality shows.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, because they haven't been able to film anything.
Yeah, they're gonna. Yeah. It's gonna take a while for them to get some more stuff in the can, roll it out for next year. They're waiting to disclose all the details until the final I is dotted and it's all voted on and everybody signs off on all that. But at least that's a good sign in the right direction. Now, we did actually get a little follow-up from our DM. We was talking about like the kind of toxic workplace. She was wondering if she should leave. She said, well, the poo hit the fan Friday, and now I have the longest weekend ever. I appreciate you guys. And then we were able to give her a little lead from somebody that came through on the text line. So
right.
We passed along that information, and she's very happy. And this the person that had the job information said, we're hopefully this is going to be able to replace her having two jobs, so she can just have one.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good. Well, there you go. I mean, you know what? We do good here in...
Occasionally, we'd like...
What do you mean, occasionally?
We want good follow-ups like this. Like, we're hoping this can be an actual big change in her life for the better.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's good. That is good stuff.
Yeah, I like that.
There you go. All right. If you missed anything from the show... Up on the website, great spot to find it, or on the socials, at Ben and Kelly Show. Anything else, Kelly?
That is it. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yep, hopefully my car doesn't spill like it's spoiled milk.
Oh, this will be an arcing storyline. You'll have to update us tomorrow morning.
All right, please.
What does Ben's car smell like today?
Yes, please, thoughts and prayers.